理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Well, today we begin a new lesson. It's called On Top of the World.
Hi, friends. I'm Steve. We'll be looking at a remarkable young lady named Danielle Fisher. She loves to climb mountains.
And she has climbed the tallest mountains on 7 continents. Pretty amazing.
Very, very unique woman. Let's learn more about her on page 34 in the left-hand column as we begin the reading On Top of the World.
On Top of the World. Gathering her strength, Danielle Fisher continued her exhausting climb up the mountain. Step after step, she walked on into the thinning air. She knew that more than 170 climbers had died on these snowy slopes, but still she climbed. Then, with one final step, she mounted the highest point on Earth, 29,017 feet above sea level. She had conquered Mount Everest. Danielle reached the summit of Everest on June 2nd last year. In doing so, she became the youngest person to climb the tallest mountain on every continent. She was 20 years old.
We find out here that Danielle Fisher is the youngest person to climb the highest mountains on all 7 continents. So she has achieved something that few women achieve, but she's also very, very young.
She is. I don't think more than 100 or 200 people have done what she's done. Now, I want to jump back to the title for a moment. Let's look at this, On Top of the World. When we say we're on top of the world, here literally we're talking about her being on top of the mountains, which can overlook the earth or overlooking the world. But it has another meaning too, right?
That's right. We can talk about someone feeling on top of the world when everything seems to be going well. You can say, I'm on top of the world when everything seems to be going your way.
When you feel happy and you think your future looks good, you'll say, I'm on top of the world. Well, let's get started now in the text. It says, gathering her strength, Danielle Fisher continued her exhausting climb up the mountain.
Okay, she's been on many mountains, but right now we're talking about Mount Everest. So she continued her exhausting climb up Mount Everest. Now, if anyone knows anything about Mount Everest, it's the tallest mountain in the world, and it's pretty tough. It's a tough climb for anyone.
It's tough for lots of reasons. It's high up, the air is thin, and we'll talk about that more in a minute. But, of course, it's very, very cold, and you have to carry on your back a lot of things to help you succeed to get to the top.
And not everyone continues. A lot of people start out well, but they give up because of the weather or because of exhaustion. But notice, she continued her exhausting climb up the mountain. She didn't give up, and it says step after step, she walked on into the thinning air. Step after step. And you know, Steve, I've heard that mountain climbers feel every step, especially as they get closer to the peak. It's like every movement is so exhausting. It takes so much effort.
I can understand what you're saying. Mountain climbing is very difficult. You have to train very hard for this. Well, she's going up into the thinning air. And what that means is the higher you go in elevation, the thinner the air is, which means the oxygen isn't, there's not as much oxygen up there as there is down here. So you have to breathe harder to get the same amount of oxygen.
And if people are not in good physical condition, they're not able to do that. Now, I understand this mountain, of course, is in Nepal, and I understand that Danielle went to Nepal for 2 months before her climb because she needed to get used to the climate. She also needed to get used to the altitude.
Right. A lot of people will go into that altitude or that level, and they become sick. We call it altitude sickness. Well, fortunately for Danielle, she didn't have that problem when she was going up Mount Everest.
In fact, I heard or read that she hardly ever gets that kind of sickness when everyone else is throwing up and they're sick or they're dizzy. They give up because of this. She doesn't have that feeling. She just continues on. Well, it says she knew that more than 170 climbers had died on these snowy slopes. So she had heard the stories. She knew the dangers, and that must have been in the back of her mind.
Most people who die mountain climbing, I'm told, they die in avalanches. Now, that's a big word. What it means is lots of snow from a higher elevation will fall down off the mountain, come down the slope, and it will just cover you so deep you'll be crushed. Now, that is very dangerous, and Danielle is facing that danger.
Right, and other dangers as well. We know that others die for other reasons. A lot of times they will fall, and they will be injured or they will be killed in that way. So she knew the risk involved. And we see this word slope here. A slope is an incline. It's a surface that's inclined, going from top to bottom. Now, on a mountain, you have all these different slopes, snowy slopes. And she knew that if she was climbing these slopes, there were dangers involved.
There were dangers involved, but she still climbed. Then, with one final step, she mounted the highest point on Earth, 29,017 feet above sea level. She made it.
And to mount something simply means to get up on it. In some cases, we talk about to climb or to ascend, but you can get up on something. You can get up on a horse, and we call that to mount a horse.
Right. Well, she conquered Mount Everest. She did it. When we say conquer, it's like there's a battle going on. It's the mountain against the person. And Danielle won. She got to the top. Danielle reached the summit of Everest on June 2nd of last year.
Okay, so it hasn't been that long ago that she just accomplished this. It was not easy. Now, the summit is the highest point of a mountain. So she reached the highest point on June 2nd last year. And it says, in doing so, she became the youngest person to climb the tallest mountain on every continent. Now, let's take a look at a few things there. First of all, the youngest. She's the youngest person to have accomplished something like this and to climb the tallest mountain and on every continent.
Okay, so there are three things here that make this time so unique, that make this woman, Danielle, so special. She did these three things. She was 20 years old when she did this. Let's go to the chat room now, and then we'll take a break. Stay with us.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. So, Ken, have you done any mountain climbing?
Well, I've gone hiking a lot, but I haven't really climbed a big mountain. Have you?
Not yet. Maybe I'll try indoor climbing first, since climbing walls are becoming quite popular here.
That's true, but climbing walls aren't as adventurous. I like to try bouldering.
Bouldering? That sounds really difficult.
Well, it is. Bouldering is climbing without a rope on large boulders or rocks. Remember the opening scenes of Mission Impossible 2? Tom Cruise was bouldering.
Oh, that's right. But bouldering is probably out of my league.
Out of your league? Wait a second, are you talking about baseball?
No, Ken. If something is out of my league, it is too hard for me. And I think that bouldering is out of my league.
我们来学一个片语, out of one's league. League是一个联盟, 通常表示一个运动联盟。 当一件事是out of your league的时候, 就表示它已经超出你能应付的范围, 这件事对你来讲太难了。 So, Rachel, are you sure you don't want to try bouldering?
Yes, but maybe I'll try recreational tree climbing.
Tree climbing? Tree climbing is for kids.
Not this kind of tree climbing. Recreational tree climbing takes more skill. It involves scaling a tree using ropes, harnesses, and other gear.
Scaling a tree? What do you mean by that?
Scaling is a synonym for climbing. So you can scale a tree, scale a wall, scale a rock, or scale a mountain.
Excellent. Well, you can scale the trees and walls, and I'll scale the rocks and mountains.
Sounds like a plan to me.
攀爬除了用 climb 之外呢，也可以用 scale, S-C-A-L-E, to scale a wall, 就是爬墙。
It's time for a break. Stay with the students. Studio Classroom will be right back.
What is the world's tallest mountain from base to summit? A. Mount Everest. B. Mount Mauna Kea. C. Mount Fuji. What is the world's tallest mountain from base to summit? B. Mount Mauna Kea. Mount Mauna Kea rises over 29,000 feet from its base beneath the ocean to its summit on the island of Hawaii. But the summit itself is only 13,800 feet above sea level.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're learning about a very remarkable young girl named Danielle Fisher.
Before the break, we found out that she was 20 years old when she scaled Mount Everest. She wasn't the youngest person to do that. That honor belongs to a 15-year-old Nepalese person, but she did scale the highest mountains on 7 continents.
Pretty impressive. Let's learn more about Danielle right now on page 34 in the right-hand column.
On top of the world. Danielle began this remarkable undertaking 2.5 years earlier. On January 5th, 2003, she scaled South America's highest summit, Mount Aconcagua. Next, she climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, Mount Elbrus in Europe, and Mount Kosciuszko in Australia. Then came Mount McKinley in North America, and Mount Vincent Massif in Antarctica. Climbing these 7 mountains is one of mountaineering's greatest challenges. Just over 100 climbers have accomplished the feat. The skill, fitness, and expense required prove too much for most climbers.
Well, we find out here that Danielle began this remarkable undertaking 2.5 years earlier. Now, that's pretty impressive, too, because I think a lot of people, or most people who climb Mount Everest, well, they spend years and years and years mountain climbing before they ever try something so amazing.
I agree. I think they want to get more experience under their belt before they try something as dangerous as climbing Mount Everest. Notice it says 2.5 years earlier. It does not say 2.5 years ago. We're talking about from a specific point in time, and that time is from the time she reached the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, so notice it says here this was a remarkable undertaking. Now, an undertaking is something that takes a lot of effort. When we talk about an undertaking, we talk about something where it's a task or something that you do that takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy.
Right, and it also takes a lot of planning and hard work. Going up a mountain is not easy. It takes a lot of, you have to travel to get there, you have to sleep somewhere, you have to eat. It takes a lot of what we say logistics. You have to think of a lot of things. It's not just climbing.
And it's not just going out to do a sport for a day. This involves a lot of physical energy. It involves training, and it involves a lot of different things. So it's an undertaking.
Something interesting I found out is that when Danielle first went hiking, when she went scaling her first mountains to the top of some peaks in her hometown area, she hated it. She absolutely hated it. It was very physically demanding. So I think it's interesting that she stuck with it and she saw a goal and she wanted to reach it and she stayed with it.
I thought that was also interesting because it took her quite a while before she even started to enjoy it. She would go climbing with her father. She didn't enjoy it, but all of a sudden she began to see there was something in that that she could do and it made her feel good about herself.
Right. Well, on January 5th, 2003, Danielle scaled South America's highest summit, Mount Aconcagua. Next, she climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, then Mount Elbrus in Europe, and Mount Kosciuszko in Australia. Then came Mount McKinley in North America and Mount Vincent Massif in Antarctica. So she went all over the world to climb these mountains.
Wow, Steve, that was pretty amazing.
What's that, Vicki?
Just being able to pronounce the names of those mountains.
Well, I'm not sure I pronounced each one accurately, but I tried.
Okay. Well, we know that she went out to climb all of these mountains, but you know, I heard that she didn't do it because she wanted to break a record or anything. She really just loves climbing. But it's interesting, she didn't always love climbing, did she?
She didn't. The first time she tried climbing back in her home state of Washington, she said she hated it. She hated it. She didn't enjoy it at all. It's a lot of work. It requires a lot of energy and a lot of training.
But her father loved climbing, and he would take her with him. And a lot of times she'd be out there thinking, I just want to go home. I don't want to be out here. But one day she realized, I'm good at this, and she began to enjoy it.
Wow. Well, not only did she have to climb mountains, Vicki, but I think you mentioned this once, you have to raise a lot of support mm-hmm. to get to Mount Everest, don't you?
That's right. Now, she climbed the tallest mountains on seven continents, and all of that would require a lot of money. And I read just for two mountains, she was able to raise $90,000. It took $65,000 just to climb Mount Everest. So here's this 20-year-old girl going out, raising this kind of support to do this.
Now, if training to climb a mountain isn't hard enough, try raising $90,000. That's not easy. That's like climbing a mountain in and of itself, asking people for support, going to businesses and seeking their support so that you can go climb Mount Everest.
Well, let's move on to the next paragraph. It says, climbing these seven mountains is one of mountaineering's greatest challenges. Now, a lot of people do want to reach their goal of climbing all of these different mountains. It says here that it's mountaineering's greatest challenge. So people who climb mountains are mountaineers, right?
Right. People who climb mountains as a sport, they want to climb, they find it as a big challenge. They call them mountaineers, and so mountaineering is kind of like a sport, and that's one of the sport's greatest challenges. Just over 100 climbers in all of history have ever done this, and of course, Danielle is the youngest to have done it.
Okay, so just over 100 climbers have accomplished this feat, or the feat of doing this. Now, a feat is something very, very difficult. It's a great task. It's something very difficult to accomplish. So we call this kind of thing a feat.
It's a notable achievement requiring a lot of strength and a lot of skill. Let's take a look at this word feat in today's word skit.
You know, Jethro, taking care of 10 kids is not an easy feat.
10 children? Wow.
You have to feed them. You have to help them when they're sick. You have to dress them.
Wow. Taking care of 10 children doesn't sound like an easy feat.
It's not. You have to clean up after them. You have to help them with their homework, too. I'm telling you, it's not easy.
Wow, Lucille, that does sound challenging.
It's a very, very difficult feat.
Well, you know, Lucille, I don't think I ever knew that you had 10 children.
Well, I don't have 10 children.
But you just said raising 10 children isn't an easy feat.
But I never said I had 10 children. I just said taking care of that many kids isn't easy.
Oh.
Okay, well, if you had 10 children, that would be quite a feat for sure. And climbing these mountains is also quite a feat.
Why is it a feat? Why is it so difficult for people to do this? Well, the skill, the fitness, and the expense required prove too much for most climbers. So the author gives us three reasons why it's very, very difficult to do this.
Right. A lot of people give up in the process because it does take so much money. It takes skill, a lot of skill, and it takes fitness. You need to be in good physical condition in order to do this. And I would say probably more than just good physical condition, you need to be in excellent physical condition.
Right. You could have all the skill you need. You could have a lot of experience and have lots of money to do it. But if you're not fit, you can't do it.
Absolutely. Well, it's time for us right now to review today's lesson. Join us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 mount 这个动词。 Mount 是指登上或爬上。例如, the winner mounted the platform to receive his trophy. 卫冕者登上讲台接受他的奖杯。或者是, he mounted the stage to make his speech. 他登上舞台开始演讲。Mount 如果 M 大写的话，意思就是山，当做专有的名词。例如 Mount Fuji 富士山。注意，它如果当专有名词的时候，可以缩写成大写的 M， 然后后面是 T 加上一点。接下来看的是 Summit 这个名词。Summit 在这里是指顶峰，和 Peak P E A K 的意思差不多。 例如, the climbers reached the summit of the mountain around 4 p.m. 这些登山者大约是在下午四点的时候到达山顶的。 Summit 也指各国领袖的高峰会议。例如, a summit for Asian countries leaders, 亚洲国家领袖的高峰会议。最后我们看的是 undertaking 这个名词。它是从 undertake 着手。 或进行这个动词的现在分词衍生出来的。 Undertaking 是指工作、计划或事业，通常是相当的耗时耗力，或者是很不容易完成的。例如, the construction of this skyscraper is a complex undertaking. 新建这栋摩天大楼是一项复杂的计划。或者是, completing the doctoral thesis is a massive undertaking. 完成博士论文是一项壮举。 And now it's time for us to review our keywords again. Let's go on to the word bank.
Slope. This slope is too steep. I don't think I can climb it. Mount. When his name was announced, Jim mounted the stage to perform his song. Summit. We climbed to the summit of the mountain and watched the sunrise. Undertaking. Starting a new business is a huge undertaking. Mountaineering. Mountaineering is one of the most challenging outdoor sports. Feat. Circling the globe in a sailboat is not an easy feat.
On top of the world. Gathering her strength, Danielle Fisher continued her exhausting climb up the mountain. Step after step, she walked on into the thinning air. She knew that more than 170 climbers had died on these snowy slopes, but still she climbed. Then, with one final step, she mounted the highest point on earth, 29,017 feet above sea level. She had conquered Mount Everest. Danielle reached the summit of Everest on June 2nd last year. In doing so, she became the youngest person to climb the tallest mountain on every continent. She was 20 years old. Danielle began this remarkable undertaking 2.5 years earlier. On January 5th, 2003, she scaled South America's highest summit, Mount Aconcagua. Next, she climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, Mount Elbrus in Europe, and Mount Kosciuszko in Australia. Then came Mount McKinley in North America and Mount Vinson Massif in Antarctica. Climbing these seven mountains is one of mountaineering's greatest challenges. Just over 100 climbers have accomplished the feat. The skill, fitness, and expense required prove too much for most climbers.
You know, Steve, on page 35, there's a graph here of the mountains and how tall they are, and it's good to compare them, isn't it?
It is. Take a look. You can contrast the heights of each mountain. Also at the bottom of the page, there's some information talking about the height of Mount Everest. Actually, Mount Everest's height has been changed. Mm-hmm. It's actually 12 feet shorter than previously thought.
Perhaps disappointing to some. Well, students, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson. We'll learn more about Danielle Fisher next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.